Haven now, and joining me is Carolyn Holloway. Carolyn, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about Safe Haven.
Well, Safe Haven Foundation has been keeping homeless and at-risk girls safe off the streets and in school for over 23 years. So it was founded back in 1996 by Karen and John Sherbet based on what Karen wished she would have had as a homeless youth. So our Haven's Way program provides housing with supports to girls ages 14 to 24 who don't have child welfare status and they have a desire and a commitment to completing their education.
So how do young women in need get referred to your organization?
A few different ways. Lots of times education is a big part of our program, so we're very connected with schools in both the Calgary and Catholic system. So a lot of our referrals come from guidance counselors in the schools who've identified that a youth just maybe doesn't have the supports at home that they need. So that's one way. Sometimes it becomes from family members. Sometimes girls self-refer to us. They need a place. Maybe they were staying in a shelter and are just looking for a more long-term option. And we also work quite closely with some of the shelters, youth shelters in Calgary as well.
And are we seeing more of that, unfortunately, these days?
Yes, of course. If the need is always growing. We've probably doubled the referrals we had this year already to what we had for the total of last year.
So how's the Calgary Children's Foundation helping with this?
Oh, it's been huge. The Calgary Children's Foundation has given us funding of almost $200,000 since 2006, and that's incredibly important to us. We don't receive any fee-for-service government funding or United Way funding, so we rely entirely on organizations like the Calgary Children's Foundation, individual Calgarians, and corporations to fund our programs.
So I'd like to learn a little bit more about Haven's Way, and specifically the way that the organization is supporting the young women who come in.
Yeah, so Haven's Way, it's very much a long-term solution to homelessness. So when youth come into that program, they are supported by live-in staff. So there's live-in staff, it's a duplex, so there's live-in staff on both sides. We have a program team who really helps with all their individual support, therapy, all life skills, coaching, all that kind of thing. And the average length of stay is about 2.5 years. So it's that long-term thing that I mentioned, and we've had about 100 youth go through the program since it opened.
And do you follow up with those youth once they've completed and come out again?
Yeah, that's a real beauty of what we do, is that once you become part of the Safe Haven family, you're part of the family forevermore. We have an alumni program, which we stay connected with the youth. They're able to access our educational bursary scholarship program, as same as the youth in Haven's Way, and the alumni quite often will come to events as guest speakers, or they'll give back in some way in the community as well, because reciprocity is a big part of one of our values as well.
Must be gratifying to see successful young women who have come through, and now they're able to in a position to give back, as you said.
It is. It's they inspire me every day. Honestly, it's, you know, they become social workers, they become owners of day homes. And the desire to complete their education is huge. And so if we can play a small part in helping them do that, it will be, you know, have a really big impact in them be self-sufficient in our society.
Because maybe we just don't realize that there's just a missing piece that is all that's needed for vulnerable people to reach that level and become successful, right?
Yeah, 100%. And education is that big missing piece. And it's just really, you know, if we can help them with that piece. And we also work with their family and natural supports, which is something that isn't really obvious at first glance. Our program team will, you know, be working with a grandparent or maybe a mom that has mental health issues, because ultimately, if they can reunite them with their families, that's the real key to ending their experience with homelessness.
And what kind of feedback do you get from those families?
Gratefulness. They, once they kind of get through the rocky part, and, you know, and it goes the way that it should, then they're just, they realize that it was just a moment in time. It was a time in their life when they couldn't be the parent they wanted to be. And, you know, then if we can kind of get them back together, then that's huge as well.
Now, we have another Carolyn that we're going to bring in. Carolyn, you are living at Haven's Way, is that?
Yes, I am living at Haven's Way, and I'm going to be moving into Haven's Harbor in the next couple months.
Oh, tell me about Haven's Harbor.
So Haven's Harbor is a place where I will be able to live essentially independently in my own apartment, but know that I will be able to still call somebody if I need support.
So that's going hand in hand with starting university, I understand.
Yeah, I have been attending university this past semester, and I'm going to be continuing doing that as long as I can until I get the degree I'm going for.
Well, and being in university is challenging for everybody. So how easier is it knowing that you have this support?
It is so much easier because I know that if I need help, like proofreading something, I have somebody I can go to. And I know that things are going to be taken care of with me. And I have somebody that I can talk to about the stress.
Yeah, so you probably recognize that there's other young women like you who you can sort of relate to them and share what you've been through and that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely I can. And even with the other people that I live with, we talk about the stress of school all the time.
What degree are you pursuing?
Right now I'm in a drama degree, but I'm going to be switching into sociology so I can go into social work.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I think you'll be great. And Carolyn Holloway, if you have a message to send to people who are listening today, what would it be?
Gratefulness. Thank you for the support you've given Calgary Children's Foundation over all these years. And we still have work to do. As Carolyn mentioned, Havens Harbor, we're running a capital campaign. We have more suites to renovate. We want to move more girls in. There's lots of other Carolyns to follow her. So please keep donating generously. We appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts.
And Carolyn, we're so glad you both could be here with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, and we'll send it back to Rob.
Right on. Thanks for that, Jeff.